Chances are you've heard that sound before. It's a great horned owl, one of the most common owls living in North Carolina. But have you ever heard a great horned chick? A little bit different, even screechy, you might say. That owlet is one of four youngsters living in a small green cabin in the woods behind the Carolina Raptor Center. It's off limits to the public. Inside, the floor is covered with pebbles. Wooden perches jut out from the wall.
So we always wear gloves, even with babies.
Sunny Cooper, in a Raptor Center hoodie, puts on a pair of thick gloves. She reaches into a small blue cardboard box on the ground and pulls out a little fluffy owlet.
So we're just going to kind of pick them up just like you would basketball or volleyball.
The baby owl clicks its beak and looks around with bewildered yellow eyes. Cooper cradles it and then lowers the bird into a kennel with soft towels and food.
That's an unhappy owlet.
This little owlet is an orphan. It's just a few weeks old and was separated from its parents when construction workers in Matthews cut down their tree. They likely didn't know owls were nesting there.
Great horns like to nest way, way, way up in pine trees, between like 40 and 60 feet up in the air.
That's about four stories high. Usually, staff want to reunite chicks with their parents. But if a chick is abandoned or a nest is destroyed, the chicks are brought here, to the Owl Orphan Center. Although in reality, it's more like a foster home.
We want babies to be able to see an adult. It helps them kind of learn who they are, appropriate behaviors.
The chicks live in one room, and an adult owl lives in another. And they can see and talk to each other through a window with wooden slats.
She might fly back this way. There she is.
Cooper peeks in on the foster mom. She's a majestic bird with light and dark brown speckles and those tufted feathers that look like horns.
You can see that she's a little bit uncoordinated right now, and that's because her wing was wrapped for a long time.
This owl was rescued after getting tangled up in barbed wire. Staff are nursing her to health while letting the chicks watch her and learn how to be a grown-up.
When we walk in and the baby can see that the adult is afraid of us, that adult doesn't want anything to do with us, that's a behavior that they can also learn. Like, oh, there's something that looks like me that's afraid of this kind of common thing. I too should be afraid of this.
As the hospital manager at the Raptor Center, it's Cooper's job to look after these birds and coordinate foster families with her team.
It's a lot of hard work to get a single patient through the process. It's a lot of food. It's a lot of food prep. It's a lot of reviewing charts, treatment plans, and things like that.
She's been doing this for 5 years, and not out of pure selflessness or just for a paycheck. She says she helps these avian patients in part for the joy she gets when, after months of intense care, she watches a recovered or grown-up bird released back into the wild.
Here's a bird that you've seen from potentially death's door when they show up or in really bad shape, who you have and your team have worked really hard to kind of nurse back to health and release.
These owlets still have several more weeks before they return to the trees around Charlotte, same for the adult owl, and if they hadn't been rescued, it's likely none would have survived. This kind of work shows that while humans are often responsible for the destruction of habitat and wildlife, we're also capable of helping and looking after other species. And that might say more about us than a little baby owl. This story is part of our Finding Joy series, where we look for bright spots in our world and the news landscape. To find more of our stories and to tell us your story about what's bringing you joy, visit wfae.org/findingjoy.